So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
G'day.
Hi, welcome. Steve. Hi, Steve.
Thanks for having me as I tear myself away from the New Zealand International Film Festival in my living room.
How long do we have before it all wraps up? I've just sort of gone, oh shit, I should probably get my skates on and start watching some.
I think it's the right time to do that. It's been up and running for just over a week. Just a few days. Jeez. Mm-hmm. It's all over so quickly. Mm. They're adding films each day, and the program, the scheduled program, stops after this weekend. So a few good things have gone up in the last few days that are worth checking out. I mean, they're trying to mimic the actual festival experience, but it's kind of good. Like, we're not catching colds off each other, and you can make your own coffee, you can prepare your own snacks, all those things that you're not really supposed to do at the cinemas.
Cheese platters.
Exactly, exactly. Several wines for the price of a poorly poured glass.
Cannabis.
That's a thing. Should we just nouns?
I thought we were just talking about shit that we like to do when we watch movies.
Yeah, fair enough. And look, all of those things we've mentioned so far have their place in various films in the program this year. For instance, that last noun that you mentioned, Hungary, goes very well with Last and First Men, which I talked about last week, which is kind of black and white meditative architecture sci-fi thing.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's no. That made me make that noise.
Trust me on this. You might even want to chuck a fungus at that one as well.
Oh, yes, yeah, sweet. I can actually. I've got a strong collection at the moment.
There's been a few like very kind of classic NZIFF films added in the last few days. The sort of things that will play well with maybe like the parents in a wine or the kind of Rialto crowd. But really good examples of this, there's a film called Corpus Christi, which is about a Polish juvenile delinquent who gets paroled and manages to kind of stumble into impersonating a priest.
Okay.
He holds mass and such and takes confession and that. It's really good, really enjoyable. A film called The Truth, which is from the director of Shoplifters, that was a big festival hit a couple of years ago, which won the Palme d'Or. It's his Japanese director Hitz's first film outside Japan. It's set in France, stars Catherine Deneuve as an aging screen actor legend who has a pretty shit relationship with her family, and yet it is kind of a chuckle fest. You can kind of see where the red wines and parents and Rialto crowd fit in with these.
Maybe if you're trying to sort of impress on a date.
Yeah, exactly. Like, kind of quite. These are very light on problematic content. Yeah, so there's sort of no, like, oh, I didn't find out that about you.
But there's no there's no fart jokes as well.
There could have been. I mean, both these films could have used a little bit of farting, to be honest.
Why is it so funny, man?
Has
anyone figured that out yet? Have we just studied that at all?
I think there's
somebody get on that, please.
It's page of the university
noise. It's all that's left, the odor. So we need to know what we're dealing with here.
I mean, that's another good thing, isn't it, about not having to go to the movies. Like, have to worry about other people's behaviour. On, I believe it's Friday, a Chilean film called Emma, spelled E-M-A, goes live. This was a hell of a lot of fun. Reggaeton music, great dancing. Gets a little bit saucy. That's one for the sort of more like, let's like plant the seed that something might happen after this movie type date.
Okay.
If you get my drift.
Movies. I don't think about movies as much as you do, man.
They're quite suggestive, it seems.
They can be. They can be. Go to nziff.co.nz. The streaming platform is working a treat. It's 10 buckers for the films. There's some premiere screenings if you want to be first cab off the rank and see them like the moment they go live. I think they cost a couple of dollars more, but it's all working pretty effectively.
Such a good deal.
Just check it out. I mean, look. You could not, and then you'll look back and go, why did I not bother thinking about doing that?
Did you talk about a movie called Rental? The Rental the other day?
No.
I watched it anyway.
No.
And it was pretty good. So that's my story about that movie.
Who or what is rented in this film?
It's got the kind of really happy girl from Community in it. And...
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I think is this the film that has?
It's not a horror. Kind of like a thriller.
Directed
horror.
By Dave Franco's film.
I didn't catch who directed it, but it was kind of, you know what? It was watchable. Like often those movies, I'd give it like 15 minutes to see how the acting is and how it's shot, and it's. I was like, yep, it's holding on. And I stuck in there, and it was worth it.
So. I think I've got some bad news for you.
Okay.
That this is a far from legal film to have watched in New Zealand at this point in time.
These things happen, man. I'm just telling you what I did.
Speaking of films available
in New
Zealand...
I'm an open book, guys.
Oh, right.
Text on into 5395.
You wouldn't steal
I'll tell you my favourite colour immediately.
Speaking of films releasing in New Zealand, it looks like Tenet, Christopher Nolan's film, will be coming out here in a few weeks' time. There's no official date for it, but international movie publications have reported the worldwide release schedule. Looks like that's coming here on August 27th.
We're the first place to get it?
We're one day behind, but if you take the dateline into consideration, it kind of works out to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a goodie. Hopefully that does turn out to be the case. I guess we'll figure we'll get some confirmation of that in the next few days. I'm hanging out to see that, but there's kind of a bit of a bummer aura around that film, because with Nolan's insistence that he wants to be the first thing to open and just the world being such a shit pile.
Right on.
It's kind of not quite the same. I don't want to watch a movie that every single other person in the world's watching. I think this kind of opening it a bit at a time is not a bad idea.
Well, welcome to
where
I'm at.
Yeah. In the slammer.
Text here is the good thing about date night film festival is that you don't have to invite them home later! Exclamation point.
Oh yeah.
So
you do have to clean your house a bit.
I actually rewatched Uncut Gems as well. Fuck, that's a good movie. It just keeps chugging along and it just gets worse for old mate, and it's so good. Like, it's just, I was like, fuck, this is just, it keeps like different angles constantly. It's like, oh man, you know, like, it's great.
I
movie.
Think my I think really, my blood really pressure like is still high from the,
yeah.
the first one.
Oh, it's anxious, but it's good. Yeah, once you get over the fact that you don't know him, you go,
and he's yelling the entire time.
Yeah, it's just it's frantic in its own weird way, you know, like, fuck, it's good. Good movie.
How many years
did it win
to wait
any
for
awards or anything?
Pretty snubbed. Pretty
that's,
snubbed.
That's weird. That's good.
I don't think the Academy was prepared to accept that this was a legitimate film.
Well, everyone should give it another go. I mean, I thought it was good the first time, but it's definitely great again. If you're feeling up to it, you know, don't force anyone into it.
Although, by the same token, that's on Netflix, and they have. I've got a couple of other Adam Sandler offerings for you as well. I've got the whole pile of shit that he's been making for them for the last few years, but they've also got Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison up there. So I'm kind of revisit some of the oldies. That's me. Speaking of oldies, that's me.
Oh.
Thank you, Steve. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.